你看这吹工会的和吹马斯克的，忠孝难两全了吧。
You think that the blow up of 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 the blow。
全球首富马斯克曾经多次抨击全美汽车工人联合会。
Elon Musk, the world's richest man, has repeatedly criticized the United Auto Workers UAW.
他说汽车工会啊，就是通用和克莱斯勒破产的罪魁祸首。
He said that the auto unions were the culprits behind the bankruptcy of General Motors and Chrysler.
摧毁了整个美国的汽车业，工会就。
He destroyed the entire American automotive industry union.
好像这些发达国家企业中的复古之躯啊，挥之不去。
Just like these developed countries, companies can't get rid of their retro areas.
你别说啊，这些个发达国家的工会还真给职工争取到利益了。
Don't say that these developed countries' unions really can achieve benefits for workers.
我们经常会听说某个发达国家各行各业的罢工。
We often hear about strikes in various industries of developed countries.
对吧
？Right.
要求涨工资、提高待遇，背后推手。
Reasons for demanding a raise and improved benefits.
有一个算一个，都是工会。
One for all and all for one.
会，那所谓发达国家的工会。
That so-called developed countries' labor union.
会为什么这么热衷于带着员工一起闹事儿
？Why are you so eager to cause trouble with your employees?
要求涨工资呢
？How to ask for a raise?
因为工会的利润就来自于员工工资。
The profit of the union comes from the wages of the employees.
这些工会背后大佬左手绑定着大企业。
These unions have powerful bosses behind them who are controlling large corporations.
让这些企业不能私自招人。
Let these companies not be able to hire people privately.
否则就组织罢工啊。
Otherwise, we will organize a strike.
右手绑定了数以百万计的职工。
Billions of workers were bound.
这些职工只要不入。
These workers, if they don't join,
会不交会费的话
if you don't pay the fees,
就不能进大企业上班
you can't work in a large company.
这已经形成了实质性的垄断啊
This has already formed a substantial monopoly.
相当于在企业主和劳动者之间又增加了一层剥削
This essentially adds another layer of exploitation between employers and workers.
美国工会的会费通常是员工工资的1%到2%。
The membership fees of American unions are usually between 1% and 2% of employees' salaries.
二，这些钱啊，一部分用于罢工时期给。
Before that, a portion was used during the strike period.
员工发工资补贴
Pay employee salary subsidies.
部分用于工会的运营和组织
Used for the operation and organization of the union.
其他的可就是工会大佬的净利润了
The other one is the net profit of the union bosses.
由于工会的会员数量众多
Due to the large number of union members.
这可不是笔小钱啊。
This is not just a small amount.
这才叫真正的吸血鬼呢。
That's what a real vampire is like.
咱们举个例子啊。
Let's take an example.
比方说一个企业啊。
For example, a company.
去年毛利润一百万。
Last year's gross profit was 1 million.
其中五十万给发工资了。
50,000 were paid for wages.
企业呢还有五十万来搞研发。
Companies are still investing 500,000 in R&D.
扩大生产之类的啊。
Expanding production, etc.
本来好好的工会杀进来了。
Originally, the well-organized trade union came to the rescue.
工会忽悠员工都加入工。
Union members and employees are all processed.
工会说加入工会就能涨工资。
The union said that joining the union can increase wages.
然后员工就信了啊。
Then the employees believed it.
然后等员工都入会了以后。
Then, after all the employees have joined,
工会就跑去
the union went to it.
要求企业给员工涨工资，不涨。
Require companies to not give employees raises.
工资就罢工。
Strike for wages.
员工就傻了吧唧的跟着罢工吧。
The employees are so stupid, they just went on strike.
结果连续罢了。
The results were consistent.
几次工以后呢
After a few times of work,
企业的生产受到了影响。
The company's production was affected.
今年的毛利润只剩下90万了。
This year's profit margin is only 900,000.
员工工资提高到60万。
Employee salaries increased to 60,000.
企业的剩余利润只剩下30万了。
The company's remaining profits are only 30,000.
之前可是有50万呢，可以再投入。
Previously, there were 500,000, so there's still room for investment.
是不是比以前少多了？
Is it less than before?
然后明年再来一轮又罢。
Then they will strike again next year.
敢问这个企业能扛住几轮罢工？
Excuse me, how many rounds of strikes can this company withstand?
这种工会。
Don't plant unions.
对啊，看起来是帮员工谋福利。
It seems that the company is providing employee benefits.
实际是对企业敲骨吸髓，杀鸡。
Then the company launched a research and development project.
取卵式的敲诈。
Take a million and then take another million.
看起来员工是涨工资了。
It seems that the employees have received a raise.
实际上无异于寅吃卯粮啊。
In reality, it's just a euphemism for sexual assault and extortion.
企业如果做不大
If a company does not grow,
甚至活不下去了
Even died,
倒闭了的话
If it shuts down,
这些员工死活工会是不会管的。
These employees will never be cared for by the union.
有很多知名企业就被工会彻底玩没了。
Many well-known companies have been completely ruined by unions.
比如说美国的通用福特还
For example, the American General Ford.
还有克莱斯勒吧。
And Chrysler too.
嗨。
I.
就这么说吧。
That's all there is to it.
美国的整个底特律就是被工会彻底玩没了。底特律当年可是美国的牌面，是全球汽车工业的扛把子。
The entire city of Detroit in the United States has been completely ruined by labor unions. Detroit was once a major player in the American automotive industry.
现在咋样了呢？著
What's the result?
著名的铁锈带了，成了哈。
The famous Rust Belt has become.
这才多少年啊
？How many years have passed?
当年汽车工会把他们的员工工资拉到了全球行业最高水平。
In the past, the automotive union had raised the wages of its employees to the highest level in the industry worldwide.
甚至比丰田还高 60%。
Even higher than Toyota by 60%。
结果怎么样呢？
What are the results?
美国汽车由于生产成本过高，
Due to the high production costs of American cars,
短短几年之内，
In just a few years,
在全球瞬间就集体丧失竞争力，
To instantly lose competitiveness globally,
一个一个的陷入倒闭边缘。
One by one, they are falling into the brink of bankruptcy.
那企业都倒闭了。
Those companies have all gone bankrupt.
这上百万失去了工作的员工的利益。
The interests of the millions of unemployed workers.
谁来保证呢？
Who can guarantee it?
不只是汽车行业啊。
Not just the automotive industry.
美国的伯利恒钢铁当年可是全球第二大钢铁公司啊。
The Bethlehem Steel of the United States was once the second largest steel company in the world.
被工会玩的啊。
They are being played by the union.
2001年就破产了。
In 2001, it went bankrupt.
美国钢铁公司现在也好不了哪去了啊。
The American Steel Company is really getting out of hand now.
还有美国的波音公司。
In addition to the American Boeing Company,
泛美航空现在都啥样了？
What is the current state of Copper Airlines?
美国的西海岸港口被工会把持，到现在都不能上自动化设备。
The West Coast ports of the United States, which are still controlled by unions, cannot use automated equipment.
这种事儿还不止发生在美国啊，韩国的双龙汽车。
This is not the only case in the United States, such as the Double Dragon car.
英国的罗孚汽车。
British Rolls-Royce.
法国的家电巨头汤姆逊。
French appliance giant Thomson.
德国的五金巨头根德，英国的整个纺织行业。
The German hardware giant is a major player in the German and British textile industry.
意大利的菲亚特汽车等等等等啊。
Fiat cars from Italy and so on.
全都是被工会这个复古之躯玩得鸡犬不留，工会带着员工跟公司抢钱。
All of them were victims of the ruthless and outdated union, which, along with its employees, extorted money from the company.
看起来挺过瘾啊。
It looks pretty fun.
实际上把公司甚至行业。
In fact, it is about taking over a company or even a business.
甚至国家都快玩没了。把
Even the house is about to be finished.
大量的员工玩下岗了。
Lay off a large number of employees.
工会老板呢，带着巨额财富。
The boss of the union has a lot of wealth.
拍拍屁股走人了。
Get out.
继续祸害下家去了。点头观众参会。
Attend the meeting of the harmful things group.